First-time homebuyers Brian and Hillary Vomsted moved into their house about a year and a half ago. As an employee of Gunderson Lutheran Health System in La Crosse, Brian got their first year of property taxes paid for through the hospital's employer-assisted housing program. Gunderson Lutheran cut him a check for $1,900, and the Vomsteds put their money towards home improvements, like recently painting their house blue.
It's fresh, and we also put a coat of concrete stain along our foundation.
And eventually we would like to stain the sidewalk, too, because it does wrap all the way around the house. Just to give it a little more definition, I suppose.
As part of the employer-assisted housing program, Brian had to pledge to bike, take the bus, or walk to work. The Vomsteds also had to buy a single-family house in the Powell Hood Hamilton neighborhood near the hospital. It's one of the oldest neighborhoods in La Crosse, with a diverse housing stock consisting of a lot of renters.
You know, it would be great to transform this area in particular to attract that younger generation that are willing to stay and work at some of the big employers in town.
Vomsted says he likes being part of the solution to help increase home values. Sarah Havens is Gunderson Lutheran's Director of Community and Preventative Care Services. She says they worked with the Neighborhood Association when developing the program.
It's important that we have a solid, vital neighborhood because employees may be interested in living near work. And that just makes it more economical.
It's not just Gunderson Lutheran that's using employer-assisted housing programs to help revitalize neighborhoods throughout the state. Madison's Meritor Hospital offers a $10,000 down payment grant if an employee stays with the company for 5 years and buys a home in the nearby Vilas or Greenbush neighborhoods. Many of those homes are more expensive and not single family. Diane Schobert is a business development officer with the Wisconsin Housing Economic Development Authority, which works with businesses on employer-assisted housing. Schobert says many employers use these programs to help recruit and retain employees.
Every one of them will say whatever the cost is. So, for example, if the average is $5,000, if you forgive that over 5 years, that is minimal cost to know that you're maintaining an employee for 5 years compared to the cost to recruit and rehire and retrain any position.
For example, Aurora Healthcare in Milwaukee gives employees a $3,000 grant if they stay for 5 years. Schobert says it costs Aurora $30,000 to hire a new nurse. Employer-assisted housing programs probably won't solve the current housing crisis. Todd Mandel is the housing director of CooleyCap, which determines if an employee is ready to buy a home through Mayo Clinic's employer-assisted housing program in La Crosse. He says it's a great tool to create affordable housing, but
not going to solve either, you know, urban decay issues that municipalities and cities may be facing. It's also not going to solve affordable housing issues. Most employers don't have that kind of resources available to them, and even the question should be, is this something, you know, employers should do?
Mandel adds that these programs can be beneficial because they open the door to other available grants and tax credits that homeowners were unaware of before. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.